At 9:30 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio.
This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
And it's Friday morning. Good to be with you on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. And if you have to head out east, or if you are at east, batten down the hatches, because you are going to be getting some rough weather today because of Hurricane Joaquin. We'll have an update on that in our newscast. But if you're traveling to the East Coast, anywhere up and down the East Coast seaboard, you better make a phone call or check your app on your phone for your airline, because they've already canceled many flights to New York, for example. So we'll keep you posted. We have it covered in the news. And just to give you a little bit of information, which we do here, coming up on the show this morning, we have Matt Swaim, who will be with us to talk about what's coming up on the Sunrise Morning Show. Dan Burke from EWTN and our Spiritual Direction Connection, also from the Avila Institute and the Register. Anthony DeStefano has another fantastic children's book out, and he is so generous. We're giving away copies today. It's adorable. What a great Christmas present. The puppy that no one wanted. Christmas present, birthday present, whatever. Get a copy of it. We're not obviously taking calls until Anthony's on with us, at least regarding the particular book. We'll take calls on the other topics with our other guests. But Anthony will be with us to talk about his latest book, which is so beautifully illustrated, The Puppy That No One Wanted, by our friend Anthony DeStefano, who is also, of course, with Priests for Life. And he'll join us at the bottom of the hour. And then we are going to check in with a friend of mine, Joe Condon from CMG Booking, who has worked hard and long on a beautiful new online Catholic sports magazine, which is debuting this week. So we'll chat briefly with Joe Condon and give you the website for that new magazine. So that's our program for a Friday morning. Do hope you are having a good Friday so far on this, the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels. Right now, let's go to my friend Matt Swaim from the Sunrise Morning Show. Hey, bud, how are you?
Morning, T. How are you?
I'm great.
So,
Happy Feast of the Guardian Angels. How's the weather in Cincy? You guys getting any of the rain?
It's a little chilly. Rain moves in tomorrow, but it's nice fall weather. You know that Anna Mitchell was born for the fall.
Yep.
She wears fall colors and fall fashions year-round, so she's really in her element right now. Her elements.
Her elements. Has she taken Roma to the apple cider mill or the orchard yet to take the pictures?
I don't know
of the
if she has, although we've got a pumpkin patch in our very near future. I know that there's one north of Cincinnati where they have the corn cannons.
Uh-huh.
The pressurized corn cannon where you shoot, dried ears of corn at hay bales.
Mm-hmm.
It's
fun.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love it. I love fall.
It's a nice time of year. I do like the change of seasons. I just think the winters are far too long in the Midwest, especially in Michigan.
Oh, Detroit. Where they have two seasons, winter and construction in Detroit.
Hey, we have beautiful summers and beautiful falls.
That's
we
true.
Just don't have
that's
any
true.
Spring. We go from winter to summer, but that's fine with me because summer's my favorite season. All right, so what's coming up on the show next week, my friend?
So Father Andrew Small is going to be with us. He is going to announce the winner of the Joke with the Pope contest that they did with the Pontifical Mission Societies. So he's going to break that on our show on Monday morning right out of the gates. So that should be fun. Did you submit anything for that?
No, but I saw it. That looked adorable.
Yeah, they got a lot of celebrity entries on that, and they're all clean. They're all, above the board. I did not submit anything yet. I might submit one over the weekend. So if you have any ideas, just text me, Teresa, because I want a shot at this. And then we've got This Week in Catholic History with Kevin Schmiesing as well. So out of the gates on Monday with quite a bit of action.
All right. Well, sounds like a lot of fun. I'll be talking to you on Monday morning as well, so I always look forward to that. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, T.
All right, and tell Annie I said hello.
Will do. Take care.
Okay. Ciao. Matt Swaim, host of the Sunrise Morning Show, of course, carried here at 6 a.m. Eastern Time on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Also want to give a shout-out to the ladies who are attending the big Catholic Women's Conference in Erie, Pennsylvania, myself, Kelly Walquist and Kitty Cleveland will be the keynote speakers. I understand there's still some room left, but it's filling up quickly. And this is put on by Father Larry Richards, who, of course, is one of our hosts at EWTM Radio. He has a wonderful foundation called the Reason for Our Hope Foundation. And he puts on a number of conferences, including a men's conference and a women's conference. And the women's conference is called 138 Women. Luke 1:38, of course, our Blessed Lady saying, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done according to thy word." And so my talk for tomorrow is going to be based on my book, God's Bucket List. But how do we let go of our own lists and give God the reins and allow him to show us what his bucket list is for us? Because until we do that, we're not going to be happy anyway. So that's what I'm talking about tomorrow. Really looking forward to it. Right now, they said they have about 700 women registered. But again, they say there's still openings in Erie, Pennsylvania. Of course, the conference put on by the wonderful ministry of Father Larry Richards, the Healing Foundation, right? A Hope and Healing Foundation, and it's all about the reason for our hope. Right now, it is 6 minutes past the hour. It's a Friday morning, October 7th, Feast of the Guardian Angels. Let's take a look at the news and see what's happening, and please pray for the families in Oregon. Horrible situation there, but we have the latest on that story right now. Now, there's a lot of news about this being a situation involving religion, that the gunman, who was eventually killed by police, had an issue with religion in general, and that he was an atheist and he targeted Christians, because reports are coming out now that it appears he singled out Christian believers as he killed the 10 people and wounded at least 7 others before being killed in the exchange of gunfire with police at the community college in Roseburg, Oregon. Multiple reports say 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer had people stand up. He then asked if they were Christian. If they said yes, he shot them in the head. Now, the father of the man suspected of carrying out that mass shooting at the community college in Oregon says he's as shocked as anyone else. Ian Mercer spoke briefly with reporters last night.
I can't answer any questions right now. I don't want to answer any questions right now. Obviously, it's been a devastating day. So all I ask is, I know you guys are here to do your job. All I ask is, please just respect our privacy. And so far, you've done that.
Mercer's son, 26-year-old Chris Harper Mercer, again, is the suspect. The man is suspected of shooting and killing 10 people and wounding at least 7 others at the community college. Authorities say the heavily armed man died in the shootout again with police outside the classroom. The college is in Roseburg, Oregon, which is about 3 hours south of Portland. Meanwhile, a candlelight vigil was held last night at Roseburg's Stewart Park, where hundreds honored those that were killed at the school. The president of the school, Dr. Reeder Caven, spoke during the 15-minute ceremony. The crowd stayed much longer, however, hugging and crying as they remembered those lost and prayed for those who were injured. This student, meanwhile, says she had only been on the campus for 4 days.
And I heard a loud bang, and I was like, that's kind of weird. So I looked over, and there's no textbook. I thought maybe it'd be a textbook on the floor or a table or desk ramming into a wall. But it was kind of loud, so it was like, what is going on?
Students were evacuated to a nearby fairgrounds to be reunited with their parents yesterday. In other news this morning, several states are taking emergency precautions ahead of Hurricane Joaquin. National correspondent Joe Gomez has the story.
Joaquin is now a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of up to 130 miles per hour. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says his state is already dealing with flooding from a separate storm, but wants to be ready for what may come.
We are going to see flooding throughout the Commonwealth over the next 36 hours. We already have flooding in the Commonwealth. We are monitoring the situation, preparing for landfall, the potential here in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We have mobilized the National Guard.
The White House is keeping a close eye on the hurricane.
The president received an update today from his Homeland Security Advisor, Lisa Monaco, about the forecast for Hurricane Joaquin.
Presidential spokesperson Josh Earnest says FEMA is ready for what's around the corner. I'm Joe Gomez.
Meanwhile, transportation officials in the Big Apple considering shutting down the New York City subway system for the hurricane. MTA Chairman Tom Prendergast is reminding New Yorkers that's what it did during Hurricane Irene and Sandy.
There are requirements to protect the equipment, lay it up in locations where it will not be susceptible to wind damage or flooding as best as possible, and make sure that the system goes through an orderly shutdown.
Meanwhile, Governor Cuomo is saying past storms have taught him that it's always best to prepare for the worst. While it's still unclear whether Joaquin will make a direct hit on the city, emergency centers are staffing up and the Port Authority and transportation officials are getting ready by clearing construction sites and pre-positioning trains and other equipment. A 15-year-old British boy, as Natalie Powell reports, is now being sentenced for terrorism offenses.
This teenager is the youngest Briton guilty of a terror offence. The court heard during the two-day sentencing hearing how he was radicalised over the internet by Islamic State propaganda. Thousands of messages were exchanged between the boy and an alleged Islamic State sympathiser in Australia, and the court heard how the pair planned to carry out an attack during Anzac Day commemoration ceremonies. Sentencing is expected to conclude on Friday. Natalie Powell, London.
An ISIS stronghold in Syria is being bombed by Russian fighter jets. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says warplanes believed to be Russian bombed the town 80 miles northeast of Damascus overnight. ISIS has been in control of the town since August. Father Federico Lombardi, head of the Vatican Press Office, has now released a statement regarding that meeting between Kim Davis and the Pope. He says a brief meeting between the two has continued to provoke comments and discussion. He said Pope Francis actually met with several dozen persons who had been invited by the Papal Nuncio to greet him as he prepared to leave Washington for New York. Such briefings, he said, occur on all papal visits and are due to the Pope's characteristic kindness and availability. The only real audience granted by the Pope through the Nuncio was with one of his former students and his family. The Pope, he says, did not enter into the details of the situation of Mrs. Davis, and his meeting with her should not be considered, he said, a form of support of her position in all of its particular and complex aspects. The message for the World Day of Migrants and Refugees for 2016 was released on Thursday at a briefing in the Holy See Press Office. The theme chosen by the Holy Father, Migrants and Refugees Challenge Us, the response of the Gospel of Mercy. The tragic stories of millions of men and women daily confront the international community as a result of the outbreak of unacceptable humanitarian crises in different parts of the world, writes the Holy Father. Indifference, he said, and silence lead to complicity wherever we stand by as people are dying of suffocation, starvation, violence, and shipwrecks. He says whether large or small in scale, these are always tragedies, even when a single human life is lost. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is still speaking out strongly against the Iran nuclear accord.
You know, they say actions speak louder than words, but in Iran's case, the words speak as loud as the actions.
Speaking at the UN, Netanyahu said Tehran is not to be trusted and predicted that Iran will continue to be a leading state sponsor of terrorism. Netanyahu arguing that the deal does not block Iran's path to a nuclear weapon and makes a war more likely in the volatile Middle East. He called it a very bad deal and urged UN delegates to check their enthusiasm at the door. Netanyahu saying Iranian threats to Israel have been met with deafening silence at the UN. He issued a warning about the heavy price of silence. He vowed that Israel will not allow Iran into the nuclear weapons club. He also accused the UN of continuing to be obsessively hostile to Israel. Netanyahu calling Israel the only true democracy in the Middle East. And apparently drunk driving is on the decline and drugged driving is on the rise. This according to a new report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association. The organization says 40% of fatally injured drivers tested positive for drugs, almost the same as those testing positive for alcohol. The association adding they're still uncertain how many specific drugs impair driving and more research needs to be done. And finally, at 12 minutes past the hour on a Friday morning, October 2nd, the Feast of the Guardian Angels, rushing from school to sports can be a grind, and it's important to make sure your children have the appropriate fuel both on and off the field. Dr. Sarah Lupe with the Cleveland Clinic says a small snack after school is very reasonable if your child is going to have a hard practice.
Try to make it something that's higher in protein and not a carbohydrate snack, so whether it's some nuts or some hummus.
Before practice, a cheese stick with some fruit is another good option, she says, and will give your child energy to last throughout the workout. During an activity, she also says children rarely need sports drinks unless it's a very long practice or they'll be running a long time. She adds that sports drinks could often contain a lot of sugar, and she says the best thing, H2O, aqua, water. It is 13 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Teresa Tomeo with you. When we come back, Dan Burke, as we move into the Synod, which starts on Sunday, how do we keep our peace? Because we know there's going to be some crazy reports going on. Stay tuned.
Ann Arbor Smiles is a state-of-the-art dental practice led by the talents of doctors Dan Kennedy, Chris Marzoni, and Stephen Gray. One of their many satisfied patients is Debbie Herbeck, the wife of Fire on the Earth host Peter Herbeck.
For the past 25 years, our family has been going to Drs. Kennedy and Marzoni, and we've been receiving quality dental care. And one of the things we love about going there, besides all the friendly faces, is that the dentists really do know us, and they're really there to serve the needs of our family.
Go to AnnArborSmiles.com today.
Jesus knew the power of a good story, and his parables teach us lessons that help us love like him. The Parable Project tells the stories Jesus told, using drama, audience participation, and improv to bring home the messages of the gospel. The Parable Project is a drama ministry ready to visit your school, your church, or your organization. To book the Parable Project, please call 313-359-1736. The Parables, by the author of the universe.
WeatherGuard has been protecting Michigan homes for nearly three decades. But what about the earth, our common home? With the latest innovations in windows and insulation, WeatherGuard is dedicated to products that last well beyond the low standards set by our throwaway culture and are carefully engineered to cut energy costs and reduce the impact we have on our common home. Visit WeatherGuard.com to get a free estimate and learn how you can do your part to reduce energy consumption. We're WeatherGuard, and we're here to protect your home.
This Ave Maria radio program is underwritten in part by Visiting Angels. Many people are wondering how they can care for older family members who cannot fully care for themselves. Visiting Angels provides compassionate home visits even up to 24 hours per day, and you may select your caregiver. Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Their caregivers provide help in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Visiting Angels is online at visitingangels.com. Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
Welcome back. It's Catholic Connection. It's a Friday morning. It's 16 minutes past the hour, the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Our phone number is 877-573-7825. You're always welcome to join in on the conversation. We look forward to it. Dan Burke is with us, and Dan, of course, is with the Avila Institute, also with the National Catholic Register and the EWTN. It was great to spend time with you and the EWTN gang last week. What a blast.
Yeah, I mean, the World Meeting of Families was such a special event. It was great to see you and all the other folks who are working hard for the kingdom, whether they're in media or just supporting the Pope and expressing their faith. It was just an incredible experience.
What did you enjoy most about being there?
You know, a couple of things. One was, you know, seeing you and all my friends and sort of that unity that comes and builds when you get to see people face to face who are all on the right side of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
All in the kingdom, I should say. And then, you know, I kind of came to some clarity about the Pope that increased my peace regarding his pontificate and the emphasis that I think God's placed on his heart.
Share that with us, please.
Well, I mean, he's just bent on welcoming people, just laser focused on welcoming people to the table, to the feast, and to know Christ, to know the church, to know mercy, to come to forgiveness. And he's made that clear in the past in his work on the Aparecida document in South American Bishops, where he said that kerygma precedes catechesis, meaning that people have to come to know
right.
the God, you know, they have to come into this covenant relationship before they can really appreciate what it means to live that out in fidelity.
That seemed to be his message throughout the week in his homilies, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's very clear. I mean, he's just not, a lot of folks just want him to make doctrinal statements, catechetical, you know, like Pope Benedict was so beautifully did throughout his pontificate. But that's not where Pope Francis is coming from. He hasn't said or done anything that contradicts teaching of the church. I see him affirming those things, but he does, when he speaks loudly and clearly, it's all about come to Christ, come to forgiveness. And I think if we can realize that and not try to make him be Pope Benedict, then I think you can come to a greater measure of peace if you're on that side like I am of more traditional leaning Catholic.
Let's talk about coming up with the Senate, because it starts Sunday, and already the media are doing the spin. I will say, though, during the World Meeting of Families, I thought the coverage was very, very good, and I did see a lot of really good stuff, even on CNN and MSNBC. MSNBC and NBC News are using George Weigel and Liz Lev, and you can't get much better than that when you're talking about, you know, explaining the faith and explaining the beauty of the faith. And then they ran the masses in their entirety, the World Meeting of Families, Festival of Families on Saturday night, where there was witness after witness about sacrifice, about chastity, about, you know, making a difference, which I thought was phenomenal. But now that the Synod is upon us, there are still those forces that want us to want to get people to believe that the church is going to be changing core doctrine and teaching.
Yeah, and I think, you know, humans are humans, but we have to have an eternal perspective about all of these things. The Holy Spirit is not taking a nap. The Blessed Trinity is leading his church. And even when the machinations of human beings, even if nefarious, are at play, we can't lose sight of the fact that God is at work. And sometimes, of course, he's at work to discipline us and give us leaders like Saul for Israel. Saul was given as a measure of discipline to bring his people back to a proper state of relationship with him. Or you know, whatever else may come to play. God is at work, whether allowing or enabling or encouraging, and we have to trust him that he's going to do and allow and lead whatever needs to come to fruition for the salvation of souls.
So how do we balance that with some of the reports we see even in the Catholic press about concerns being raised, you know, the secret meeting that took place with some of the German bishops, and there were many people present for that, including certain entities of the media. How do we balance that against some of the forces that are at work?
Yeah, I mean, we've been, Edward Penton for the National Catholic Register, of course, he's our Rome correspondent, has been digging deep in all of these things. I think that we just have to recognize that Pope Francis wants to gain sufficient wisdom, and I think in Jesuit, classic Jesuit fashion, he wants debate and argument, and so he's bringing multiple voices to the table, not all that agree, not all voices that necessarily you and I would invite, but it's his way of trying to discern the wisdom of God, and we have to trust that God will work through it, and that ultimately the wisdom and the work and of the Blessed Trinity will come to fruition. I mean, we saw this with Pope Paul VI and Humanae Vitae.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Even in that situation, I mean, you have the Pope going contrary to a very I don't know how to properly frame it, but contrary to what he was advised to do, and I think that was the work of the Holy Spirit. So out of the Synod, you could have recommendations that the Pope, rejects or accepts in whole or in part. So we just need to let it play out and let God do his work. And we really need to pray. We need to pray for each participant that the Holy Spirit would be upon them and motivate them and move them. I mean, we're part of this process. And part of the peace that can come is when we orient ourselves to God, submit our hearts to him, engage and ask him for his intervention. That's the means through which he's chosen to change the world.
Right.
And so we can be a part of making this thing better by our engagement in prayer, and it'll give us a greater measure of peace.
We're talking with Dan Burke from the Avila Institute for Spiritual Direction and also the National Catholic Register and EWTN. And getting back to Humanae Vitae and Pope Paul VI, think about the pressure that was on him back then in terms of the so-called sexual revolution, which was just exploding at that time.
Yeah, in some ways, there's a lot of parallel. The culture as a whole, particularly in the United States and the West, was totally against what he decided. And I think we have a similar situation here. The culture and around the world, mostly the Western world, is really yelling and screaming and clamoring for the church to take a position that would be contrary to the teaching, you know, the historic teaching of Jesus, of the church, etc. And, I think God's up to the challenge. I think he was up to the challenge back then. He's up to it now, you know, and I'm not worried about it. We just got to pray.
All right. So advice for people, because you're you know, all about spiritual direction and helping people focus. So in terms of obviously pray, number one, but what can we do personally in addition to praying for the bishops and those involved in the synod?
I think it's key to listen to rational voices. I mean, I wrote a post recently on Facebook that just said, if you're looking to gain wisdom about what's going on, you're listening to the secular press, you've lost your mind. We need to listen to Teresa Tomeo, Al Cresta, Catholic World Report, National Catholic Register, EWTN News Nightly. These outlets have a sane and redemptive view of God's work in our time and in history, and are prayerfully evaluating what's going on. Our agenda driven in the sense that we're submitted to the church. And so what we want is what's best for the church, and we want to support the Holy Father and the work of the Holy Spirit. So if you go outside of those kinds of sources, what you're going to find is a lot of clamor and wrangling that, in my opinion, when I read it, is really inspired by the accuser of the brethren, not by the Holy Spirit. And when you take that sort of poison in, it disrupts your soul and you lose your peace, and you're going to be worried.
That's right. Don't let it happen. So stay tuned to us and follow ncregister.com, EWTN News Nightly, and we'll also give you a number of other sources as well. Thanks, Dan. Dan, of course, is with the Register, EWTN, and the Avila Institute for Spiritual Direction. Joins us on a Friday. Up next, we are going to be giving away copies of an adorable book. What a great gift it'll make in someone's stocking for Christmas, especially if you have grandchildren. The Puppy That No One Wanted. We'll be right back.
They kill the unborn and then put their body parts up for sale. We must expose this terrible, horrific injustice. Join the protests of Planned Parenthood clinics in Michigan as part of the national protest of Planned Parenthood, Saturday, October 10th. Find all locations at protestpp.com. That's protestpp.com. Let us all stand up for the sanctity of life.
What is the oldest lay religious order in the Catholic Church? It is the Order of Malta. Hi, I'm Peggy Stanton. Join me on Power from the Pews when my guest, Dame of Malta, Gail Berardino, tells the rich history and good works of this 900-year-old order. That's this Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio.
Republicans, Democrats, no matter which political party is in office, there are always investment opportunities to be found. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds won't compromise the moral beliefs of its investors. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. The portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and moral values. Call toll-free 866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com.
Schwartz Investment Counsel, Inc., a registered investment advisor established in 1980, serves as an investment advisor. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. To obtain performance through the most recent month-end and a prospectus, which includes objectives, risks, fees, expenses, and other information that you should read and consider carefully before investing, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
Well, he's done it again, our friend Anthony DiStefano. You know him from his great work with Priests for Life. You've also seen him many times on EWTN with his many wonderful books. But this one is just precious. It's called The Puppy That No One Wanted. And, of course, we are giving away free copies, but no free lunch or free breakfast, depending on the time of day it is, wherever you're at. 877-573-7825. We'd like you to call in with a question. That's all we ask. Just have a question about the book, about writing style, about, well, you know, hopefully mainly about the book and the theme. But 877-573-7825. Good morning, Anthony. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful. And this book is precious, absolutely precious. Tell us about it.
Well, it's called This Puppy That No One Wanted, and it's about a puppy. You know, I've written about donkeys and sheep, and I've got a camel book coming out, but I always wanted to write a book about a little puppy. And this book is about a stray puppy who doesn't have a home, and he's a smelly, mangy puppy that no one that keeps getting thrown out of houses every time he goes and looks for stray food. And he finally finds a home in the most surprising place, and that's what the book is about.
So can you tell us what the surprising place is?
Well, you know, Kipling, the great poet, English poet, once said, I wish I could have given, I wish someone would have given Jesus a puppy. And I read that a long time ago, and I thought, well, I'm going to give Jesus a puppy. And so the home that he finds is with the Holy Family. Now, of course, we don't mention the Holy Family. We don't mention the name Jesus, but it is evidently the Holy Family from the illustrations in the book.
So why don't you name the Holy Family or the name Jesus?
Just no need to. No, there was just no need to. It's a sign that says Joseph's Carpenter Shop. And I thought that it was much better to understate it and play it down. You know, it's up to the when I write these books, Teresa, to me, it's a teaching moment for the parents or the grandparents who are reading the book. And then they could say to the child, you know, that's Jesus. That's Jesus as a little boy, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it's a back and forth thing, but it's very obvious.
Again, the illustrations in here are just amazing.
Thank you. Well, we use Richard Cowdery again, who's a New York Times best-selling artist who did the Marley and Me series, which sold a gazillion copies. So he really uh-huh. specializes in dogs and puppies and animals. And he also did the donkey that no one could ride and the sheep that no one could find. So he's just, you know, incredible. He's the best there is when it comes to animals.
Well, there's a one page where the dog is the puppy that no one wanted is entertaining the other dogs, you know, who are also struggling.
The stray dogs.
The stray
alley,
dogs. Oh,
sick and beat
so
up. And
cute.
Yes.
So
yes.
Adorable.
And he's dancing and making them laugh. Yeah, he's a good little puppy. And I think children will immediately feel sympathy for him and also relate to this puppy. Because, you know, all children are small, obviously. They live in an adult world with big adults. So many children feel awkward, insecure, unsure of themselves. So I think they immediately relate to a character like this one, who is small and a bit of an outcast. And, of course, adults hopefully will find even more to it because, as you know, all my children's books are really written for adults. And the meaning of this book, as we can talk about, is that all of us are really outcasts in life and until we find our real home, which is always in Christ.
So where do you get your ideas from, in specifically your children's books? Now, you mentioned you referred to the poem by Kipling, but do you pray about it before? Do you just things pop into your head? Where do they come from?
Well, I try to pray as much as possible. I try to pray all the time. But no, I don't like get an idea right after I pray. Sometimes I get ideas, believe it or not, at Mass. A homily will give me an idea. But oftentimes I try to read a little bit of the Gospels every night before I go to sleep, just a little bit, even if it's just a sentence or a verse. And, you know, I'd always had that poem by Kipling in mind. But then, you know, I read, you know, in one of the gospel accounts of the dog, the woman who comes to Jesus to have her daughter healed.
Yeah.
And he says something very harsh. He says it's not right to feed the dogs or the dogs. You know, he was making a point about going to Israel first before going to the mm-hmm. Gentiles. Mm-hmm. And she said, yes, but even the dogs under the table looking for scraps have to eat of the scraps that fall from the children's table. And I thought, and he immediately said to her, you know, for what you said, you know, I'm curing your daughter. You know, this miracle has been granted to you. And I thought to myself, you know, wouldn't it be nice to write a story about Jesus when he was a little boy having a puppy under the table looking for scraps?
Hmm.
I thought the gospel passage gave me the idea for a possible children's book.
Yeah. So what kind of a dog is he? Is he a little mutt mixture?
I don't know what he is. He's a little, he looks, in some pictures he looks like a Yorkie, but he's kind of a little bit of a mutt, I guess. Yeah, but he's so scroungy and dirty in this book, until the end where he's cleaned up, of course. He's so scroungy that it's hard to tell what he is, but he's a cute little guy.
All right, we have full lines. Let's start taking calls. We have to break in about 4 minutes, but we'll take as many calls, and we'll have another segment with Anthony DiStefano on his adorable book with a very powerful message, The Puppy That No One Wanted. Let's go to line one. Patty calling from Ohio this morning. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Teresa. Good to talk to you.
Same here. What's your question for Anthony?
My question is, well, I have a comment first, if I could. I just want to say that I have a daughter that's 8 with special needs, and she absolutely loves The Donkey Nobody Could Ride. It's a beautiful book, so I'm excited about his new book. And my question is just, is what age group is he trying to reach? And she has disabilities, and it seems like these books just really meet her needs. And I'm wondering if he kind of is looking for that audience, too, when he's writing his books or being aware of that audience.
Okay. Anthony?
Well, those are great questions. As far as the age of the child, all of these books really offer the age group of, 4 years old all the way up to 14 years old. It's a very wide range, these books. This particular one has text. It's not a rhyming book like the donkey book. So it would be good to read this to your child because it's got some extra text in there. But it's definitely for that age group. I write my books for adults, as I said so many times before. Hopefully there are things in here that adults can actually appreciate. So I think the age group is perfect. As far as it appealing to your child, I'm thrilled that you're saying that to me. I don't write with, say, children with disabilities in mind, but I do have the view that all of us have a big disability. We're fallen, as you know, and we're wounded, all of us, children and adults. We all need salvation. And so we're all hurt in some way and wounded, and we need the love of God, and we need to be we need what the church has to offer us. And so I write these books for children, knowing that they're in that place in life, and adults as well. And it just so happens to be that children with disabilities who feel that in a special way are even more attracted to the books.
Okay, Patty, hang on. Make sure we get your information. I'm sorry, go ahead. You wanted to say something?
I just said I love the book, too. I love reading it to her.
Yeah, wait till you see this one. It is
Thank
adorable.
You.
The puppy is just absolutely precious, as I said. All right, it's almost time to take a break, so let me put out the phone number again, 877-573-7825. Even if we don't get to your call, if you are on hold, you will get a copy of the book, and Anthony will sign it for you. But to give Andrew a chance, my wonderful producer, a chance to get your name and your address, because he sends it off to Anthony at Priester Life, and he sends out the book. It's The Puppy That No One Wanted, from our friend Anthony DiStefano, illustrated by Richard Cowdery, and there's some great endorsements as well, including our own Doug Keck, who says, A Puppy That No One Wanted is one book that parents and grandparents alike will want to share with little ones in their family, a tiny tale that will entertain and enlighten for years to come. We'll be right back to wrap up with Anthony DiStefano and take more of your calls. Stay tuned.
Jesus knew the power of a good story, and his parables teach us lessons that help us love like him. The Parable Project tells the stories Jesus told, using drama, audience participation, and improv to bring home the messages of the gospel. The Parable Project is a drama ministry ready to visit your school, your church, or your organization. To book the Parable Project, please call 313-359-1736. The Parables, by the author of the universe.
WeatherGuard has been protecting Michigan homes for nearly 3 decades. But what about the earth, our common home? With the latest innovations in windows and insulation, WeatherGuard is dedicated to products that last well beyond the low standards set by our throwaway culture and are carefully engineered to cut energy costs and reduce the impact we have on our common home. Visit WeatherGuard.com to get a free estimate and learn how you can do your part to reduce energy consumption. We're WeatherGuard, and we're here to protect your home.
Charity Mobile is the only pro-life mobile phone corporation. LifeSite News recently featured Corporate Watchdog Second Vote and their research of corporations that fund Planned Parenthood. The article concluded that only 7 corporations are ranked as being pro-life, while 234 corporations have abortion-supporting scores. Charity Mobile is one of the 7 pro-life corporations and the only mobile phone company. 5% of your monthly talk plan price goes to the pro-life charity of your choice, and there are no contracts, no termination fees, and no risk with your 30-day trial. Call 877-474-3662 or go to CharityMobile.com today. Mention Ave Maria Radio and get a free 4G LTE smartphone plus free activation and free shipping. Life is calling. Take it with you.
Call 877-474-3662 or go to CharityMobile.com today.
Latest children's book from our friend Anthony DiStefano, The Puppy That No One Wanted. We are giving away free copies at 877-573-7825. If you are on hold, and even if we don't get to your question, you will get a copy of the book. And if more calls come in, Anthony will certainly try to do his best to get additional books out to whoever picks up the phone and dials, 877-573-7825. Okay, let's go to Christine in Indianapolis. Hi, Christine. Good morning.
Good morning, Teresa and Anthony. I love, Teresa, your books and Anthony's books.
Thank you.
My question would be, Anthony, did you have the intent when you wrote this book to tie it in with Holy Father Pope Francis's message of caring for creation?
I didn't have that specifically in mind because I actually wrote this book. I think I came up with the concept for this before Pope Francis even became Pope. But it definitely does tie in because it's about a puppy. And it's about a puppy who sacrifices for his friends, and it's about mercy, which of course is the main message of Pope Francis. Most of my books have animals in them. I'm a big animal person, so it ties into that message. But I would be lying if I said I wrote it in direct response to it, because as I said, the concept I had before the Pope even became the Pope.
Okay, Christine, you're welcome. And hang on to make sure we have your information so we can get you a copy of the book. 877-573-7825. Let's go to Kansas, where Dallas is on the phone on line four. Hi there. What's your question for Anthony?
Yeah, Patty had a great question because it was exactly my question. So my second question was, my daughters, they really enjoy writing. I was just curious on Anthony's background as far as his educational background, where he might have gone to college or how he worked on his craft.
Okay.
Well, you know, I went to NYU. I stayed in the city for all my education, New York City. I went to a science high school named Stuyvesant because I wanted to be a doctor. But actually, my English professor at that time was a guy named Frank McCourt, who went on to become a big best-selling author of Angela's Ashes. It became a movie too, and he was my teacher for 3 full years in high school. I've always wanted to be a writer, but I did want to be a doctor, and so I took a lot of science courses, both at Stuyvesant and then at New York University. But I always wanted to be a writer, even when I was a little boy.
Okay, that's interesting.
So has your daughter started writing, Dallas?
Yeah, well, of course, you know, normal project there in school. She's also interested in nursing, not unlike Anthony there. Got a background for helping people, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, it was a big discovery I made because I eventually realized that, you know, I would have become a doctor except for a few little things got in the way, like organic chemistry and calculus. But I realized after the fact that, you know, you could still heal people, you could still help people, maybe not through surgery, but through books. And, you know, because both of those are healing professions.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, thanks, Dallas. You're going to get a copy of the book. Hold on. Let's go to McKenneth, who's calling in on line one from Canton, Ohio. Hi, McKenneth.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
You have a question, sweetie?
What's the puppy's name?
What is the puppy's name?
He doesn't have a name. I don't really name any of the puppy, any of the animals in these books. I don't give them names. The reason is because I want you to be able to name them. I want the children to be able to say, you know what, I think the donkey's name is this, or I think the sheep's name is this, or I think the puppy's name is this. I don't want to put the name on the book, on the character. I want the child to be able to name the character whatever the child wants to name him.
Okay, honey. Okay, hang on. We got to get your name and your address, sweetie, so we can send you a copy of the book. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Have a great day. Let's go to suburban Detroit in Farmington Hills, Michigan. And am I pronouncing it correctly? Is it Ziad?
It's Ziad.
Ziad. Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to ask if the story is inspired from a story from the Bible, just like the other ones that you wrote.
Yes, all of my stories are either directly or indirectly from the Bible. This one is indirectly from the Bible. In other words, my Christmas story, Little Star, was directly from the Bible. It was about the Christmas star, which is something that's right in the Bible. This story is very biblical. If you look through this story, the puppy sacrifices. Like Jesus, he carries at one point a load of bones on his back to the other dogs in the neighborhood on a cross, almost like he's carrying the cross. There are references to the lilies of the field, Joseph's workshop. There are a lot of biblical allusions, and the point is that when children read this book, later on when they get older and they read the actual Bible, the Word of God, they'll be more disposed to understanding some of the truths that are contained in the Gospels and the Old and New Testament. So this one, they're very biblical, although this isn't obviously, we don't know if Jesus ever had any pets. So it's not directly from the Bible. Mm.
Thanks, Gia. Good question. Appreciate it. Stay on the line to make sure we have all your information. You know, I always thought if the grown-up Jesus, if the adult Jesus had a dog, it would have been a sheepdog because he was a shepherd. What do you think?
I think so.
There you go. So there's your next book.
Yeah. Well, they didn't really have dogs as pets back in those days. They were not domesticated animals. But I thought, that was even more of a reason for making this a book about a puppy, because Jesus came for the outcasts. He came for those that were the sinners. And so dogs at that time were considered actually dirty, unclean animals. They weren't like we treat our dogs today.
Yeah. Well, let's take one more call. Linda from Columbus, Ohio has a question. Hi, Linda. What's your question for Anthony this morning?
I was wondering which of your books would help a young girl, very young girl, who has a Muslim father, and she's Catholic, and the father's out of the picture, and this little girl who knows about family life wants a daddy, but he takes his parenting time and just lets her sit in a car for 2 hours. He doesn't talk to her. He doesn't do anything with her, and she really doesn't like her daddy. She's afraid of him.
Honestly, the best book for that particular situation, believe it or not, is this one right here. The reason is because this is all about a puppy that won't home. It doesn't have a home. He's been cast aside by his parents because he was the runt of the litter. And it teaches that no matter what your situation in life, you always have a home with God. You always have a home. You always have a Father in heaven. You always have Jesus, no matter what your situation. Even if you're in a terrible family situation, or you're very unhappy, you can always pray, and you can always find some sort of peace with God, with the Lord. So I think that if she's experiencing some sort of difficulties with one of her parents, then this could, this could make her feel better in some way because of the knowledge that you always have a true home, true parents, true Father in God.
Yeah, it's great, Linda. You're going to like it. You're welcome. And hang on. We'll get you information. We'll get you a copy of the book. Anthony, we're out of time already, but thank you so much. Anyone who is on the phone and did not get to ask a question, don't worry. We'll get you a copy of the book. What's the best way for people to order it, Anthony?
Right now, honestly, the best way is to just go to Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. It just came out yesterday, and so that's the quickest way to get it.
Wow, hot off the presses. So we basically have an exclusive this morning with you.
You got it. Always.
Okay.
Always.
Hey, listen,
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Great to talk to you. And again, great work. The puppy that no one wanted. And I think I'm going to give this to my grandniece and my grandnephew, Elise and Eli. I think I'm going to write it to a little note to them, and so I think they would love this because they have a dog. They have a big dog, but they love animals, so I think they'll really appreciate this. Thanks, Anthony.
Take care.
God bless. Anthony DiStefano, of course, author, speaker, and also working very closely with Father Frank Pavone and Janet Morana and myself at Priest for Life and the Catholic View for Women, The Puppy That No One Wanted, a beautiful book for children but also adults. When we come back, there's a new Catholic sports magazine available. We're going to tell you all about it. Stay tuned.
Come and see us at Old St. Mary's Greektown for our 12th annual homecoming Sunday, October 4th. Following the noon mass, there will be outdoor refreshments, food, and fellowship. We welcome past and present parishioners and anyone who wants to see this historic downtown church. Whether you visited us before or are just interested in looking for a future parish, it's a great time to meet with parishioners and discover Old St. Mary's. More information is available on our website at oldstmarys.com.
Tired of expensive and immoral health insurance? CMF Curo is the first of its kind Catholic healthcare sharing experience. It's affordable, Christ-centered healthcare and is faithful to church teachings. It provides access to medical care that protects your religious liberty and respects the gospel of life. Live your faith, choose life, and join CMF Curo today. CMF Curo empowers families to experience Christ in their healthcare. Alleluia. That's CMFCURO.com. Cresta in the Afternoon is underwritten in part by Charity Mobile. Communication is critical. And in today's world, your cellular service is your lifeline to family and friends. Ave Maria Radio and Charity Mobile are partners in communicating the most important message of all, the good news of Jesus Christ. Charity Mobile is a provider of cellular LTE phones and service and has been a proud supporter of Ave Maria Radio and other pro-life causes for more than 10 years. More information at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile. Charity begins at phone.
Hi, Deacon Tom here with a reminder that Ave Maria Radio has some terrific gift ideas for you. Books by our hosts and our guests, recordings on CD, and our new Wi-Fi radios so you can listen to Catholic radio anywhere in the world, anytime you want, as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection. Just go to our website and click the word store in the navigation bar at the top of the page. It's an easy way to shop, and you can help Catholic radio at the same time. The website can be found at AveMariaRadio.net.
Connection, always trying to bring you great resources that will uplift you and encourage you in your walk with the Lord and the one holy Catholic and apostolic faith. It's a Friday morning, October 2nd, the Feast of the Guardian Angel. This is really fun. I mean, I'm not a huge sports person, but I love it when positive things can be drawn out of all areas of life. And my friend Joe Condit with CMG Booking has done a great job. Brand new online Catholic magazine called Sports Up. Hey, Joe, how are you, bud?
I'm doing great, Teresa. Thanks for having me.
So where did this idea come from?
It really came from our user base. People were asking us. We put out surveys over the last 10 years of how we can do more. You know, CMG Booking becoming a leader in Catholic speaking. How can we reach more people? And an overwhelming response was something about sports or getting involved with youth. So we kind of combined them both to try and give youth and, you know, people of all ages, really, inspiring stories and models. And role models for people to look at and kind of learn about. So it kind of evolved from there.
I love the cover story, Dealing with the Hand God Gave Me. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Valeria Tasek is probably one of the more inspirational collegiate athletes out there, in my opinion. She has done some things in her short life as a young girl that most people don't even accomplish in a lifetime. And she's a Ave Maria University lacrosse player who has incredible traits, not only physically but personality-wise. And the story about her and the things that she's accomplished is just blowing our readers away. And she was a perfect pick for our first story. We were so happy to have her as our first cover story ever. I was on the phone with her parents last night, who are just wonderful people. And the university couldn't be more proud, and we couldn't be more proud of her. It's just stories like these are the types of things you want young girls all over the world to read about. You know, it's hard enough to be a girl in today's day and age with all the social media and the way people are connected. But you read a story like Valeria, it makes you realize, hey, there are lights in this world, people that can inspire others, people that are really trying hard to do their best and do God's will. And that's the type of story we're trying to bring to light for just a relief for people and our readers to see.
Yeah, that's a great title, Dealing with the Hand God Gave Me. Now, did she have an accident, or was she born with only one arm?
I believe she was born. Don't quote me on that, but I believe she was born that way. So it's something that she has, you know, is dealt with, I would assume, her whole life. And you look at the story, you think to yourself, wow, you know, she's done a lot. And, we are just so proud to find her and find stories like that. We're going to be finding a lot of stories like that for our future readers.
And you have some interesting articles also, not just on college sports, but on the impact of faith on, let's say, national players such as the NFL.
Teresa, I'm so glad you brought that up. This is one of the main goals that we have for this magazine, is to bring faith to the forefront. You watch, and sports, the reason why we chose this sports theme and get involved is it influences our youth. You know, it is really the way, it's the role models the kids look up to. So when you've got professional athletes acting as not how they should off the court or off the field, that's all these kids see. So we're trying to make a resource where parents can direct their kids, or parents themselves can get on the site, read about athletes that really deserve to be role models, that are really doing great things. And that Faith Up, as we're calling it, is a section where you can read about the sports but relate faith issues. And I think it's going to become somewhat edgy at some point, where it will be an opportunity for us to let people know what the Catholic faith teaches on a certain issue. So it's going to be very interesting. We're really excited about that section. It's probably the most important section.
So in terms of the writers, are they people that are on staff at CMG or freelance writers? How are you working out the content of the website?
We are finding top-notch writers that are, most of them right now are people that we found and have relationships with for the last decade or more. If you look at our writers, we have all kinds of different people from all walks of the gamut. They are people that are going to be contributing, also some people that will be working full-time for us. And they're going to bring different ideas, different aspects of life to the magazine. And most of them are professional authors or accomplished PhD. So we're excited to have them on board. And when it goes, for instance, the Faith Up section, we're going to make sure that we have well-trained theologians when it comes to the parts of teaching, what the Catholic faith teaches, because that's what this is really about, to remind people what their faith teaches when it comes to a certain area of life, through sports.
I think this is great, and especially the whole idea about young people, because everyone is all about the sports, and they get into the whole teams, and they have their favorite mascots and things like that, and this can really help them refocus.
Yeah, it's great. We actually went above and beyond and created a Facebook for the website. So actually you can get on there and create, just like Facebook, create a profile, put your favorite sports team up as your cover photo, because we're finding that's causing some exciting conversations, a little banter back and forth. Everyone likes to tease each other about the team they like. But the Facebook now is actually helping sports fans that are Catholic all over the world connect with each other. So and you can literally sign up for the Sports Up Today Facebook by just clicking by one click.
We're out of town, Joe. I don't have time to give us the website again.
SportsUpToday.com.
SportsUpToday.com. All right, my friends.
Thanks so much.
Good to talk to you. SportsUpToday.com. We'll talk to you on a Monday, folks. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo. Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio, and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Andrew Kruchek. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for another edition of Catholic Connection.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
Join St. Paul's Street Evangelization for their second annual gala and fundraising dinner. The event, with the theme Every Soul is Priceless, will be held at Our Lady of Good Counsel Church in Plymouth on Saturday, October 17th at 6 p.m. Speakers for the evening include WDEO's Al Cresta, Craig Pohl, Steve Dawson, and Archbishop Alan Vigneron. Tickets are $50 each. To purchase tickets and for more information, see streetevangelization.com or call 657-777-2963.
WeatherGuard has been protecting Michigan homes for nearly three decades. But what about the earth, our common home? With the latest innovations in windows and insulation, WeatherGuard is dedicated to products that last well beyond the low standards set by our throwaway culture and are carefully engineered to cut energy costs and reduce the impact we have on our common home. Visit WeatherGuard.com to get a free estimate and learn how you can do your part to reduce energy consumption. We're WeatherGuard, and we're here to protect your home.
Ugly, fat, worthless, undesirable. Not how you would expect modern American women to describe themselves, but unfortunately, those are just a few of the negative terms women do tell themselves when they look in the mirror, thanks to all the images and messages coming from our culture. Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo, and I certainly hope you can join me and Al Cresta